The Senate opens debate today on voting rights legislation, but it appears the Democrats are short of the votes they would need to pass any bills. Senators have been working nonstop for weeks on possible rules changes that might win support from Democrats Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin, who are both opposed to changing filibuster rules to bypass the 60-vote threshold. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's chamber did pass the sweeping voter rights protections named for the late Congressman John Lewis.
Democrats and Republicans must weigh the equities here. While it may be true to them that the filibuster is an important custom, it is not the Constitution of the United States.
The package before the Senate includes sweeping changes like making Election Day a national holiday and requiring access to early voting and mail-in ballots. But its passage is considered unlikely. I'm Jackie Quinn.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.